The following is the President's speech at New London, Connecticut, Thursday, October 28, 1948.
This morning. New London is world famous. Submarines that were built were a vital part of the United States Navy during the war. The Silent Service never got the publicity that it deserved. But I know that the histories of this war will make it clear how great a part you people who built submarines and the gallant submarine crews had in winning the war. The Coast Guard Academy here in New London and the Naval Base are important parts of our national defense. We intend to keep both the Academy and the Naval Base as strong and active as possible. Now, my friends, the real basis of our strength is a strong economy in this country. We're now enjoying a great prosperity, but a number of storm warnings have been hoisted. We're in a boom period that can turn into a bust period unless we are very, very careful. I have repeatedly warned the Congress and the country that we must take strong measures to prevent another depression. The Republican candidate for president says that I shouldn't even mention depression. He says I'm helping the communists by talking about a depression. Talking about a depression won't help the communists. What would help them would be to have a depression. The only thing in the world which can endanger our leadership for peace would be a bust built on by a failure to stop skyrocketing prices. The Republicans in Congress took the lead in killing price control 2 years ago. I have been urging Congress since then to pass price control laws. And I called the Republican 80th Congress back into special session twice for that very purpose. The Republican 80th Congress made it perfectly clear that the Republican Party does not believe in doing anything about high prices. They prefer to let things run their course. The Republican candidate for Congress, the Republican candidate for president, has endorsed the 80th Congress, and he's made it perfectly clear that he does not want to help you in any way. Now, I know what you're going to do, I think, on Election Day. I think you're going to make Chester Bowles governor of Connecticut. I think you're going to make Ms. Chase Goring Woodhouse representative in Congress again from this district. I think you're going to look after your own interests on Election Day. And when you do that, you can't do but one thing. That's to vote for yourselves. Go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket straight from top to bottom. Then you'll be on the right track because you'll be voting in your own interest. You won't be voting for special interest. And your president then won't be troubled with the housing shortage like a lot of other people are. I'll still be in the White House for another 4 years. I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. All right, here they come. Here's Miss Truman. And here's Margaret.